This is WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. I'm Karel Vega. Time now for Monday with the Mayor, when we talk with leaders across Michigan. Sitting west of Lansing along the Grand River is Grand Ledge. Today, WKAR's Reginald Hardwick talks with Mayor Thomas Soule, who says his community is the example of small-town America.
Roughly 4 square miles. There's about 8,000 residents. We have over 110 acres of park and 13 parks and open spaces. We have almost 14,000 feet of Grand River that runs through downtown and is accessible from our six of our 13 parks. The Robert Cento Corporation has just invested about $3.5 million to consolidate their headquarters in downtown Grand Ledge. And we have wonderful public schools.
We're talking with Grand Ledge Mayor Tom Soule. I understand you're real excited about a new kayak and canoe ramp that's being put in. Tell me about that.
Well, it's one of the newest amenities to the city, which our city supports wholeheartedly. This is part of our Riverwalk, which the ADA accessible kayak launch will be. We also just began breaking ground on a new performance shell down in the park.
So let's talk about Lansing for a second. You know, we have a new governor. We have lots of new state lawmakers. How can the folks at the Capitol help Grand Ledge?
The best thing they can do is to eliminate some of the unfunded mandates that they put. There's now a mandate that we have to check for lead in all of our water lines. It would be helpful if they could help fund that. Our revenue sharing has dropped almost $4 million in the past few years. The new gas tax, most of it is going to MDOT and not a lot of it is going to the local roads. More equality in funding for small towns like mine.
And are you talking about the proposed 45-cent gas tax?
The proposed one is going primarily towards the Michigan Department of Transportation.
What is the biggest challenge Grand Ledge faces?
I would have to say we're an old town. We've been around for a couple hundred years. I mean, we have buildings that are almost 200 years old in our downtown. One of our oldest buildings, a former church, is being turned into a boutique hotel. But we have a lot of older infrastructure.
We are talking with Grand Ledge Mayor Tom Soule. We ask all of our mayors to share a photo of something in their community that speaks to them. We have a photo up on the WKAR News Facebook page. You chose the ledges. Tell me what we see in that photo and why you chose that photo.
The ledges is by a Michigan artist, Ivan Eiler. This picture kind of describes what you can see on about any corner in Grand Ledge. A piece of artwork, our wonderful Riverwalk, our vibrant downtown.
Thank you for joining us. That is Mayor Tom Soule of Grand Ledge.
Thank you very much.
That was WKAR's Reginald Hardwick speaking with Grand Ledge Mayor Thomas Soule. We have our conversations with mayors from across mid-Michigan on WKAR.org. You're listening to WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region.